What's up, fam? Ruff here from the 90 Anime Podcast, a weekly anime podcast where we get together and talk about anime and other things. And we're going to talk about some reaction stuff and how if you react to content, you might be a sexual predator. That being said, we'll talk about that later. What's up, boys? How you doing?
I'm proud of you for that hook. Well done.
I know, right? How's everybody doing?
Doing good, man. Just got back from a trip.
You did?
Still a little exhausted, you know, but...
I get it. You a little jet lagged?
A little just tired overall, just fatigued, mm-hmm. You know, but a good time, you know, it's a good time, good friends.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll talk about it. We went on a week long vacation together to Disney World and Universal Studios, which was fucking a lot of fun, but it was also very tiring. But we'll talk about that in the post show. Remember, you can get the post show, no ads, over at patreon.com/naughtynoanime alongside all of our early uncut reactions. To various different series. We're doing Naruto Shippuden, Mob Psycho with Alonzi, another anime reactor. If you don't know him, he's awesome. Go check him out. And we just recently started Gravity Falls after finishing Arcane. So if there's other series you guys want to see us react to, let us know. But that being said, how is everybody doing?
What as well on that too, by the way.
What'd you say?
Minecraft server as well.
Yes, there is a Minecraft server, a One Piece themed Minecraft server. So go check it out. There's a whole bunch of stuff. How's everybody doing? We've been gone for a week. I know there's been some anime that's been watching. I've been reading some manga. I think let's just dive in. Let's get some updates. H-Man, what have you been watching?
Son of a bitch. I've been watching, you know, lots of stuff. The Land of Liddell, though, I have been, that one has been really good. I've been enjoying that as just an enjoyable time. It's just been really good. That one right now is probably my favorite thing I'm watching.
That's good to hear. Okay. Dope. I wish I could have heard that last part that you said, but it's all good. Discord hates you for some reason. Yeah, I don't know why. I think you just got to put the mic closer to your mouth. I don't fucking know,
probably,
dude.
Probably.
Just you gotta suck on it. You see how close my mic is to my mouth?
Don't be afraid to, like, you know,
get it close. Get it. let people hear you, right?
Nice.
No, you can't. Close. A little closer. Just a little. I want to see it. I want to see the mic in the frame.
It's right there.
No, you got to move closer. You got to move closer. It's got to be a little closer. There it's got to be within like a beard's length away, you know?
I mean, it is about a fist away.
No, that's your beard is not as wide as your whole fist. Don't lie to us or the people. You have a camera now. Your mic is not. Come on, beard length. Come on.
I mean, my beard's pretty long. It's fine.
Motherfucker, put it close to your mouth. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice.
There.
It's not a reaction. You know, you just hold it. Just hold it. Just rock with it. Rock with it, roll with it, do this. God. Just rock back and forth. You can do it.
It's right there. I don't really rock and roll.
But you can. All right, so Leigh-Anne Dale. You've been watching, you're enjoying that.
Leigh-Anne Dale, yeah. It's honestly, it's just really good. Like, Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer are all dramatic and epic and awesome, but mm-hmm. Leigh-Anne Dale, it's just been enjoyable. It's just been like I enjoy every second that I'm watching, and mm-hmm. I don't feel like... Because, like, you know, Demon Slayer and Attack on Titan, you kind of feel tired after you watch them because such a rise out of you. And it's such, like, this one, you don't have that feeling. It's just a nice, blissful enjoyment throughout the entire thing.
Oh, that's all right. Cool. So that's the one you're enjoying the most, like, in terms of seasonal, if you don't count Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer. Fair. I understand. Sione, what have you been diving into?
Of course, Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, Ranking of Kings.
Okay. I just started that recently as well.
Yeah, that's a good one. And what else would I was watching something. Fuck.
Well, while you pull that up, don't worry. We will be talking about Demon Slayer. We will be talking about Attack on Titan. We're going to wait till next week. Me and H-Man are still a few episodes behind. We're going to be catching up on that probably on Friday. But we've heard that, you know, last week's Demon Slayer episode was fucking crazy. And last week's Attack on Titan episode apparently was fucking crazy. And this Sunday is the end of season 2 of Demon Slayer. So I figured next week we'll just have like a big Demon Slayer Attack on Titan and just go nuts and talk about
it. Are they going to tease us again at the end of Demon Slayer with that like little scene at the end of the episode? Like, hey, next season.
Oh, definitely.
Winter 2024.
No, I don't think we'll get a date. I don't think we'll get anything like that. But I would say we're almost guaranteed they're going to give you a tease.
Have they at least confirmed whether it's going to be an episode arc or another movie?
They have not.
For sure not going to be a movie.
You don't know that.
I do.
How do you know that?
Because the only reason the Mugen Train was a movie was because the arc was so short.
Is the new arc not short?
No, like none of the upcoming arcs are near as short as the Mugen Train.
How do you know? You a manga reader? Have you been lying to us this whole time?
No, but enough people have shouted about the upcoming arcs that I know enough facts on it to know that they're not short enough.
Do you know like roughly how many chapters they are? I'm curious.
No idea on the amount of chapters. No.
I'm gonna pull that up. So what were you saying before?
I was watching something. I was watching. This isn't anime related, but it's called Murderville.
Okay.
Shit's hilarious. It's basically for those that actually watch real people television. It's a lot of actors you'll recognize.
Real people television.
Yeah. Like actual in life, you know, real, not animated, but basically it's about a character, a guy who plays a character who's a police officer, and they basically bring on like random co-stars. Like they had Sharon Stone on there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Wait, no, me and Bree have been watching this too.
Yeah.
We finished it. It's fucking great.
Yeah. Each person that they bring on as like a trainee. To be his
and they don't have a script and it's all ad-lib.
It's all ad-lib and you're just watching. You're like, this is okay. I can fight with this.
Fucking great. I will say what shocked me the most about that show was that Conan O'Brien of all people was arguably the best. Like he out of everybody they brought
Conan
on,
killed it, dude.
He was the one dude who like managed to get through almost the whole thing with. He only broke character like once or twice.
There was I can't think of his name. Hold on.
The football player?
No, not the football player. Jim Chung.
Yeah, Chang. Dude, he could not. He literally broke character like every 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, because I mean, he was just memeing the entire time. Oh, like, yeah. It was great, dude. Oh, Ken Chung.
I mean, how can you when you're trying to focus on murder, you know?
I mean, but I think that's the most interesting thing about it is they literally throw them into a situation where they have to ad lib the entire thing while also paying attention to the conversation to try to solve the murder.
Yeah.
Because at the end, that's when they're like, all right, who do you pick? I think like Conan was the only one that actually got it right, right?
No, a few people did.
Yeah.
But we don't want to spoil it. Go check it out. Murderville's fucking great. It's on Netflix. All right. So I found the information. So Mugen Train was 15 arcs. Or 15 chapters. Okay. It went from chapter 54 to 69. The entertainment district went from chapter 70 to chapter 99. So the entertainment district, which we're watching now, which was what, about 12 episodes or so?
Yeah.
I think is what it came down to is 70 to 99. So 29 chapters. The next arc goes from 100 to 127, so it's 27. So the next arc is going to be about as long as the entertainment district, so we're going to have about another 12 episode arc. It's called the Swordsmith Village arc. Then the next arc is actually pretty short. The next arc from there is a training arc, and that's 128 to 136, so it's only like 8 chapters. So I don't know if that'll be a movie. It's a training arc, so probably not.
That'll probably get put into the arc before it.
Yeah, I can see that. Just combined into one. And then this one, the final battle arc, will go from chapter 137 to 183. It's going to be 47 chapters long.
Wow.
Which I think and then the final arc is like 20.
Yeah.
I guess I can't say, I don't know if the manga's done. I don't think it is. So it might be ongoing still. I don't know. But yeah, H-Man was correct, except for that training arc.
Well, yeah, but I mean that's so short that I don't even know if like they wouldn't bother animating it by its alone. But it's also so short they wouldn't make a movie out of just the training arc.
No, they probably would do. If I had to guess, that we're gonna get like a season 3 part 1, season 3 part 2. I feel like that would probably make the most sense.
It depends on the importance.
Yeah,
can we get a guesstimate of when you guys think it's gonna happen?
The next season?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I would say,
next year.
No,
you're calling it February. You're going to say year?
Well,
It has not been greenlit up to October. So
I mean, realistically, he might be right, because like we did have to wait not 3 years, but it was like 2.5 years or something like that, right? Because the movie came out last year, so we had to wait about 2.5 years for Demon Slayer season one and before we got the movie. So. Yeah.
Because they have to green light them. They schedule them out really early, or at least plan them early.
I would say 2 years minimum. Like I don't think it would be like three, but I don't think a year is enough. Like I think the Demon Slayer has an immense amount of popularity, and season two I feel like just added to that, especially with the hype I've been seeing on Twitter. Like I feel like it's just more popular than it was, but I don't think they could possibly animate season three in a year. Come out in a year,
it'll be winter next year. Yeah,
I
was thinking winter 2023.
You think? You literally think it'll be out in a year?
Yeah,
yeah,
100%. Because this one only took so long because they did the movie, then they did the TV version of the movie, and they did this.
Yeah, but
this
even arc. Yeah, but even then, it still took 2.5 years to get the movie.
COVID.
Well, yeah, I mean that's. Yeah.
True. All right, that is a good point. I keep forgetting.
Like you have COVID. To think, like My Hero, that comes out yearly. That's a once a year they pick a season and come out, and that's got just as much going on as Demon Slayer.
No, My Hero's every 2 years or every 3 years, isn't it? Or am I bugging? Like yearly.
Because this year it's in fall, but last year it was in spring.
Holy shit! You're fucking right.
Yeah, the animes that are ongoing like that are usually once a year. I didn't realize
that they've just been pumping out. You know what I think it was? Season 5 got delayed, didn't it? Because of COVID? Oh. That's probably where I got the longer than a year.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to come out winter because they used to do that, and it came out spring. And
it's slated to premiere in 2022.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that My Hero comes out yearly. Holy shit, you're right.
One day you're just gonna trust me.
No, I do trust you. No, here's the thing, H-Man. I trust you, but like, you know, we have to validate. We can't just throw information without valid, like, actual confirmation out into the ether.
He trusts you as far as he could throw you.
Welcome to making content. You got to confirm, because if you don't confirm, you get murdered.
In the comments,
like Murderville.
Yeah. Exactly. Like like that.
So what have you been watching, Ruff?
So, like I said,
been watching. Tell us. All right,
fuck. So I haven't been watching that much. I've been catching up on my general stuff, right? Like I watched some Fire Force today. I watched some more of One Piece. I'm on like almost episode 660. I'm in Dressrosa. I don't know how many episodes of Dressrosa I'm in, but it's fucking good. It's really, really good. I'm enjoying it. Pacing not nearly as bad as people made it seem at all. Like we just finished Naruto. We're almost 3 episodes away from finishing the first arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. And H-Man has said that the pacing gets better in Shippuden, that the first arc has slower pacing than the rest of the series. But I would argue that the pacing of the first arc of Naruto is worse than Dressrosa, at least where I'm at the moment. I don't know if Dressrosa gets worse. Like as the arc progresses, it might. I might not have gotten to that part, but I'm just kind of catching up on all my things. But I did read like 30 chapters of Black Clover on the flight back. And nice. Mother of God, bro. Like I have like another 10 or so chapters to catch up. But the fucking cliffhanger. I can't say really much at all because of the spoilers, but like. Basically, this is all I could say. Anything that you can think of that you like wanted from Black Clover happens right after where the anime leaves off. Like, it is fucking batshit crazy. It is just go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. It is just mind-blowing moment for every single character, one after the other, after the other, after the other. Like, it is... I would say it is by far the best arc out of any of the arcs that I've seen prior in the anime, like finishing the anime. This arc is by far the best one, like not even a question.
Really?
Yes. Like it's okay. Not even like I physically can't put into words how insane, like, the fact that they chose to stop where they did. I will say it was a decent stopping point because, like, this arc is so massive that there's no shot that they could have stopped in the middle of it, you know?
Yeah.
So I understand why. But now seeing it and knowing that, like, oh, it's been a year since they announced the movie, we still don't even know when the movie's coming. Like, I cannot recommend to read the manga enough. It is fucking, and I cannot wait. I can't wait for it to get animated. Like, I just can't wait to see the fights and stuff. Like, it's just gonna be crazy. Read the Black Clover manga. It's fucking incredible.
Okay.
It's so good. Like, it's you know, like, I've read manga before. You know what I mean? Like, I read manga, but this is one of those ones where I'm like, bro, it is something else. It really fucking is. And then,
tell me what you've been watching. Anything on the side besides Murderville, of course.
I was going to transition us. I was going to do it. I thought you had more input about Black Clover, you some bitch.
I mean, you told me what you were reading.
I did. Ranking of Kings. I watched 2 episodes of it. I don't know how many episodes have you seen of it. Because holy episodes. Shit. Huh?
2 episodes.
Oh, only 2. So we both only see 2?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
God, dude, I told you, bro. It's fucking insane. It's
so fucking good. Like, yo, seriously.
The story is amazing. Do not judge
this anime by its cover. Like, that's all I can say. I know this. The art style is a little weird, but, like,
it's just Ni No Kuni.
Dude, the story, like, it hooks you after episode 1.
Yep.
And then 2, you're like, I'm in. I'm here. Like, I'm enjoying it. It's so good.
Like, the end right there, ending, like, episode 2, you're like, oh, it finally happened. Oh,
yeah, dude. Oh. Like, it is such an incredible fucking story. Like, for anybody that, you know, doesn't know, like, we won't spoil it because it's that good. But, like, basically, like, the main character is this little deaf mute, like, prince who's just he's deaf and he's mute.
He's mute. He's just deaf.
No, he's deaf and mute. That's why he can't talk. That's what mute means. You can't, you know, he can't.
No, but he can produce noises.
Yeah, but that he's still mute.
No, but mute means you can't produce noises from.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And what would that be considered?
Deaf. He's just deaf. He can't form words and stuff.
That's
why
they're doing sign
them.
Language. And he does he speaks. He just
can't speak proper because he's never heard the words.
Yeah,
he doesn't know how the words sound.
Huh. I guess I thought mute just meant like you couldn't speak, like not that you couldn't make noise, just that you couldn't actually speak.
No, yeah, mute means like you can't verbally produce noises.
Oh, all right. Well, shit. I learned something new today. Welcome to I Know Anime, where we teach you things.
Yep.
But dude, it's for real, it's fucking incredible. It like the story is so good and it's so emotional and it's really, really good. Like if you have not watched any of this season's anime, which is probably not possible because you're more than likely watching Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer if you're nerdy enough to be listening to an anime podcast. But if you have not watched any other like seasonal anime yet, like pick up Ranking Kings. At least give it an episode or two because I feel like you'll know if you're going to enjoy it within the first 2 episodes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's either going to hook you or it's not, you know?
And you know what? If that doesn't hook you, another anime we're watching, 86.
Yes, we did just start 86. It's fucking great. I know that 86 was last season or last anime season, and now season 2 is happening now. But it's really, really, really good. It's like a mecha anime, but there's like crazy ass politics, weird silver haired Hitler people. It's wild.
Well, I wouldn't call them Hitler people.
Don't say no.
Yes, you can. They're close enough.
I don't think they are.
What they consider themselves, the name starts with an A, you know, silver hair, silver eyes. They fucking are, you know, it's exactly what it is. It's like futuristic fucking Nazi Germany. But like, you know, instead of Jewish people, it's just people that don't have silver fucking hair.
I don't see it in the same way.
It's literally the same thing.
Because it's not that they think of them as worse people. It's that like
they don't see them as human.
They designated them as non-human. Yeah.
You know that a lot of Nazis did not look at Jewish people as human. That's why they slaughtered them. Like they didn't see them as human. It's the same thing.
I don't think that was the same. I think they viewed them as humans that were just not worthy. I think it's a
yeah, as difference. Not human, of like subhuman. Like they looked down at them like that.
But like the people being taught, like that was the difference. It's like in that, like the people were being taught that, like,
that they're
it's
not human.
That no. It's that they, it's not that they weren't even not human, that they were actually didn't evolve into humans. Like that's what they were being taught. Yeah. Like it wasn't like yeah. we, it's not like they were, they're different.
I understand what you're saying, but yeah, they were being taught that they're not human. If you, dude, 150%, most Nazis did not look at Jewish people like they were human. They looked at them as subhuman. You don't believe in like wiping out an entire race of people for genocide if you think that they're human too. Like,
I don't know. I think that's what made it so fucked up in the scenario is that they knew they were human. Like they didn't, they just thought of themselves as better as just as,
yeah, the because perfect. they were more human than them.
No, it wasn't a human thing. It was like they were just better. They were more perfect.
I feel like it's basically the same thing. I don't know, man.
Less than human is how they were referred to.
Yeah, I understand it's not identical. Like they didn't have giant mecha spider robots and AI demons. Like I'm aware. Like I know it's not the same thing. They didn't get fucking muskets and shit. Like they're using spider demons. Like I know.
For me, it's very much more like a Code Geass situation.
Which is like, also very similar and almost identical. Like that they dude, so many of those anime like pull from like that concept. Like of course they're not the same thing.
You want to know what anime really pulled from that concept?
Attack on Titan.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Yes, that too.
Yeah. Also that, Drifters. That,
And even like when we were watching 86 live.
Attack on Titan? I'm sorry, what?
Yes. Attack on Titan is literally, they do the fucking armbands and everything. It's like literally, they're literally German. There's like a bunch of German names used.
Fighting giant humans?
You know the Attack on Titan city is literally based on a town that does exist that you can go visit that looks exactly like it, that is in Germany.
Okay. But how does that...
How are you asking how is Attack on Titan not similar to fucking Nazi Germany? It's literally like the same concept, minus the fact that Titans exist.
But like, that's the whole thing, though. The Titans. What?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, this took a turn.
Now I feel like this is our topic. Like, are these five anime that we're talking about? Like, I feel like it is so, like, blatantly, like, especially Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan is literally, like, blatantly, was inspired by Nazi Germany.
Google.
But I was saying, Incognito. 86 specifically, like, our fucking German mod, Bobo, was talking about when we were watching 86, all of the different German names and stuff that were popping up, too. Attack on Titan did the exact same thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, 80s, I know you've seen some of Drifter throughout your time. Don't remember, like, anything from it? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I remember a little bit. I don't remember, like, specific names and stuff, but, like, I know the concept and the premise.
All right, so I'm going to do, can I spoil something? It's not a huge thing.
Yeah, I have no intentions on going back and watching Drifter.
All right, just for people listening, if you're watching Drifters and you don't want to know, like, this is your spoiler warning. Fuck off if you continue listening, get angry. So there is towards the end of the show, they go to attack a nation for very specific reasons. There is literally a giant painting of Hitler.
In
the Drifter's world. Yeah. So, you know, Hitler.
Well, not surprised. You know what Drifter's is. Like all of the people they teleport in are real people from history that vanished, which I thought was a really cool concept.
It made sense that he was there because like we never found like Hitler's body and everything. Mm. So like, it was just like Hitler was there, but
he was a Drifter.
He was a Drifter and he set up this country to literally just continue what he was doing in Germany. And it like had Drifters continued as a series, we would have literally explored more into the fact that like into that, but like it was towards the end. So like obviously Drifters didn't get a second season, sadly, but I wish it would have. But like, yeah, they go into literally a country that is literally uses the word Führer and like like is literally set up like Germany, has a big painting of Hitler on the wall.
I mean, it's one of those things where, of course it is. You know what I mean? Like, especially when I think about, like, globally, like, anime and manga is so global. It's very, like, not U.S. focused, right? Like, obviously, it's growing in the U.S. But, I mean, I don't think it's that surprising that a tragic event like World War II, right? We've only had fucking two of them, you know? There's literally only been two world wars. Like, the fact that world war has inspired so many anime, I don't think that that's far-fetched or abnormal. I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's one of the biggest, like, insane pieces of history that we fucking have written down, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean he is right on the Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, though. Like,
oh yes, 100%,
because their country is literally a militaristic state.
Yeah,
and they literally,
Full Metal is way more like almost like identical minus the fucking magic, you know? Like, they are really, it was heavily, heavily inspired by that.
Yeah, I mean, they have Fuhrer Bradley,
the same, or Attack on Titan, but just like, you know, I just think that they are definitely 100% like inspired by it. Like, it was 100% in mind when it was being written.
Yeah.
And like definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is just, it's just a natural course for that to be there.
Yeah. I mean, if we had World War III, like in fucking 50 years, the same shit would be happening. People would be making shit up about whatever happened in World War III. You guys remember when World War III was like on the cusp of happening, and then COVID happened, and then everybody just kind of forgot?
Everyone,
like,
just
we were on like the verge. Huh?
Everyone was just like, we'll just stay inside.
Well, it was, dude. It was like, I thought it was crazy. Like, dude, the news articles of like all of the different countries like getting ready for war. And then it was like COVID. Oh, shit. Never mind. Yeah. No more war.
I genuinely don't think there'll ever be a World War III.
No, because we have nukes at this point.
Yeah. There's too many countries have nuclear weapons that even if they're like, even if we intercept them before they hit America, right? You're still going to like ruin the water and sea life and like,
oh, dude, everything.
Yeah,
like, I mean, everything.
Yeah. So that's why I don't think there's ever going to be a full
trade routes would be shattered, right? Like, it would be one of those things where trade routes would be shattered. Which even eliminating any major country, right, would fuck over multiple other countries. You know what I mean? Like, I understand a lot of the world fucking hates us, but a lot of the world doesn't. And a lot of the world like does require like with trade between us and shit like that. Yeah. It would fucking wipe out any major country. Like, the rest of the world's turning on you. And like, even if you did fire a nuke, like if we fired a nuke in North Korea, they would just fucking nuke everybody. If we got nuked, we would launch nukes. Like, we're just at that point in history where like, I don't know what I think we're just slowly going to die.
Yeah. Well, we're just
going to ruin the environment until we all fucking just implode or move to Mars.
It's just always going to be small scale conflicts.
Yeah. I can see that.
The moment it leads past small scale conflicts and you come close to like, we have to defend our nation. Mm-hmm. That's when you have to consider the nuclear option.
Yeah.
And that is the, yo, we might destroy the world with these nuclear options.
Yeah. It's almost like it's like a flex, right? It's like, hey, we have nukes, so don't nuke us because we'll fucking nuke you back.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like, I feel like that's the only reason anybody shows off their nukes, because they're like, we have them too. Just want to make sure that's clear.
Yeah, that's the only reason we keep developing like new missiles and stuff is like, one, we need new missiles that can be used that aren't nuclear, but still are very threatening. But at the same time, we still have to have proper nuclear weapons because we have to have that deterrent for other nuclear weapons, because there's no way that everyone's going to be like, okay, let's get rid of all the nukes and every kind. Like, that's just never going to happen.
No, nobody would. Yeah, eventually it wouldn't. I'm actually curious. You know, like anime and like just cartoon series, TV shows in general. Like, I don't know if you guys heard about this. Did you know you hear that Futurama's coming back?
No.
Yeah, Futurama just got picked up. Yeah. It just got announced today. Hold on. There's a reason why I'm bringing up Futurama, but this is also just coincidentally like Futurama's coming back. It's come back to Hulu. Yeah, Hulu revived Futurama. The only difference is the guy who played Bender apparently is not coming back as Bender. So I'm really worried about that.
Wait, Bender isn't coming back as Bender.
Well, like the person who voice acts Bender. So I don't know what they're going to do there. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I wouldn't be surprised if the internet freaks out and he eventually is like, fuck it, why not? But it is coming back. Apparently, I think they're doing like 20 episodes. It's going to run in two batches, so probably 10 and 10. But it's the third revival. So I don't know if you knew this. Futurama was brought back twice before. Futurama has had like apparently like three different endings, and they've all been great. The final one, though, obviously was like a big one. I don't want to spoil it because it's like the end of the series. But Futurama is great if you haven't checked it out. The reason why I brought up Futurama was not because of the fact that it's getting revived, although I'm fucking excited for that. It's the fact that, like, you know how in Futurama they've progressed to the point where there is a United States of Earth, right? Yeah. And it's not like different countries. Like, it's just Earth because of like aliens and shit. Do you think that we ever see... Not necessarily that, because like I don't think in any universe North Korea is like, yeah, let's go. Do you think that in any universe we see any countries combine into one country?
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
I think the moment countries start like becoming countries together, it'll start a chain reaction where we do end up as just United Earth.
Yeah. I mean, the only time you'd see that happen is when something interplanetary happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
Like, Korea wouldn't have a choice. If every country was like, hey, we're doing this.
Yeah, you don't want to be the one country off on your own.
Yeah, like
but the only reason why you would want to do that is there's a greater threat, which is off our planet. So we need to stop, you know, fighting amongst ourselves.
It would have to be like a fucking Gundam situation.
I could see that.
Like, we make space colonies or something, and like most of the people go off Earth. So the people who are left on Earth just say, okay, fuck you guys in space. Like,
y'all are the Mars people. We the Earth people.
Basically, yeah.
I hope that we, like, I'm telling you, I've said it. My dream in life, I'm not saying I want a fucking alien, but I want to be alive when people are fucking aliens. Like, I want to be alive, not necessarily to the tech point of Mass Effect, but I want to get to the point like Mass Effect where people are fucking aliens. That's like my dream. Like, if I have to live like 150 years for it to happen, bet like that's as if that happens, I'll be content dying. But until then, I want to live forever.
I guess this begs a question. Like, if you had the chance, would you want a fucking alien?
No, I'm in a committed relationship.
You can't say anything other than that.
Like I said, I didn't say that I want a fucking alien. I just said I want to be alive to see people fucking aliens.
So would you want to like watch from like the closet then?
No, I would probably watch some like alien human porn. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on what the aliens look like. You know, are the aliens going to look like the Asari? Maybe. Are the aliens going to look
that's
like
just hentai?
Maybe.
No. I mean, there's that hentai already exists.
Yeah, but hentai is a drawing. I'm talking about actual aliens. Come on, H-Man. Cartoons aren't real.
Okay, but I don't need actual aliens to show up in my porn when I've got hentai.
There's a reason why people watch real porn. Like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with hentai. I watch hentai. But, like, people also watch porn. People don't exclusively watch hentai.
And, I mean, you're also assuming that there's going to be alien races hentai, that but, like, want
you need to
do
see
porn.
Some real boobs and real dick every now and again. Come on. What?
Well, okay. But
all right, what were you saying?
I was going to say, there's not necessarily going to be aliens who want to do porn, though.
Yeah, you don't know that.
But you don't know that they will.
People like fucking. You think aliens don't like fucking?
You don't know. Like, if we don't know what they do. Like, they might not have had an Earth that wants every race wants to fight each other. And
we don't even know what aliens would look like. Are they going to look like Paul? Are they going to look like sludge monsters? We won't know until it happens.
They might not even be fucking carbon-based life forms. We don't know.
What if it was a sludge monster?
Then that's a different story. Then I don't want to see anything about that. Like I said, if we're talking aliens and they looking like the Asari from Mass Effect, now we're talking. You get some of the aliens and they just looking like these fucking aliens you see in anime where they literally just look like normal people with like antennas and shit. Like, yeah, let's go. I don't know what aliens are going to look like. I just want to get to the point where people are fucking aliens. That's all I want to see in my life.
All right. At some point. To get back to why did you bring this up? Like, what was the anime related thing that made you bring this up?
I don't know.
Because we were something. Talking about we were talking about anime that is relating to what is happening.
And
in
people
real life.
Fucking aliens is what we're
people
you
fucking aliens in hentai and anime that happens.
Yeah, but like, but I'm just confused on what brought you because there was something that brought you here.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Probably nothing, dude. I don't know. I just wanted to make sure that that was a known fact.
Our listeners, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to us go into this weird little rabbit hole.
So, but yeah, another really good series, I mean, not having, you know, as far as we know, aliens in it yet, mm-hmm. is Gravity Falls that we're watching.
Dude, Gravity Falls is fucking fire, dude. It's so good. Like, we only watched two episodes of it. I don't know why I waited so long. I was not prepared. I knew that Gravity Falls existed. I always just thought it was one of those just fucking kid shows, and I was like, all the new kid shows suck, because most of them do, let's be honest here. But this one is fucking great. It's really good.
I liked it. I mean, I still think that it's super Billy and Mandy, but I mean, it made me laugh a couple times.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, Black Clover is super shonen. That's not a bad thing.
No, but yeah, like, it made me laugh a few times. It's an interesting concept.
You were LOLing, bro. You were LOL. LMAO. Yeah, you were laughing out loud. We heard you.
He got the giggles going on.
He did. He had the giggles. And AH-Man doesn't laugh often.
No.
He's a very stern,
I feel,
you know,
like I laugh quite a bit.
Bitter son of a bitch.
The only time I really heard him laugh was on Roller Coaster.
You smile a lot.
No, I laugh. But I laugh a laugh. Lot. We just haven't watched things together that I laugh at. You know, we haven't watched comedies. Yeah,
I don't know about that. I think we've watched comedies. Comedy's a matter of perspective.
Okay. Well,
it is. People like certain things. You know, some people like seeing aliens get fucked, and others like hentai.
Okay, let's just not bring up that anymore.
Listen, you're the one that brought up hentai, Mr. Tentacle Monster.
Yeah,
I know,
but
the kind of shit you watch.
We moved forward from that. No, I'm not into
it. He didn't deny it.
Tentacle Monster.
I'm not really into the tentacles. Like,
I don't know about that. What's your go-to tag? Tell the people. Me and Sioni can plug our ears if you want.
I'm just not ever going to say this.
You have to tell them and then like wave. I can't hear you. So you have to tell them and like, I don't know, do a motion or something so we know that you're something. Done.
All right. So I'm going to pretend that I'm telling you guys what it is.
I see, now I can hear you because I knew you were going to do that, you stupid fuck. Yeah. Go.
Let's go.
I just like a lot of hentai. It's all really good.
What did you say?
We're good to go. I'm not gonna tell you.
I don't believe you.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. All right.
Podcast comments. I need you guys to do us a favor. Let us know in the comments if H-Man actually gave the tag of his favorite hentai, because if he's lying, we're gonna dock his pay.
No.
Speaking of, someone that's really awesome. Can we mention our producer?
Yes. We're so sorry. I just want to thank you so much. So we've never had a Patreon producer.
Yeah,
we never have. And because of that, Mans came in hot. I just want to say I apologize for us like fucking up and forgetting to mention you as our Patreon producer.
You are like appreciated, though. Greatly appreciated.
You are.
Yeah, greatly appreciated. But I'm
pulling it up now so that I don't get it wrong. I'm getting it right this time. Captain AC56, thank you for being our fucking Patreon producer for 3 months in a row. Jesus Christ. December, January, and February. You should be getting that shirt, actually. So strap in. I know three people. Bobo should be getting his soon. The Patreon, the Luffy design, the Luffy Kuro should be going out soon. And then we have the Akatsuki Kuro coming out. The normal one is going to be going on normal merch. We don't know when that's coming out. We still have to make it, like, we have to decide on what merch site we want to use and actually make it. But the Sharingan Eyed version will be Patreon exclusive for the Kuro Sim tier. So everybody that got that.
The Akatsuki Kuro literally looks so good.
It looks so good.
It does.
Like, it's got his, like, distinctness to it while being Kuro still, and it just looks so good.
I know. I love it. I can't wait. I want to make a chibi version of Kuro for like alerts and stuff so he can like just sit and kick his feet in the bottom of the stream and be like hello and then like a follower. I just think it'd be funny. I don't know. Kind of like Ms. Kiff's little like frog.
Yeah.
Peepo's the homie. Sioni, do you know who Peepo is?
No.
Peepo Poo Poo. You suck.
I
Exactly. You don't watch enough content.
He doesn't. Not yet. He doesn't watch any fucking content.
Yeah, well, I'm forcing it. I'm forcing it. We're gonna do that. We're gonna make you watch content.
Day in the day.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We got to catch up after being gone on vacation. Yeah,
we got a lot of content to catch up on right now.
Seriously, go check out Ranking of Kings. There's so many fucking good anime, dude. And seriously, go read Black Clover. Like, God damn it. Please. I beg of you. It is so goddamn good, dude.
Yeah. Siani, have you watched any Art of Fyuta yet?
No, actually, I have not.
For the new season? Yeah.
What's the American name so that I can actually know what you're talking about?
From Commonplace to World's Strongest.
Where I don't know what I can and can't watch, so I've just stopped watching all new anime until I like look at it and on YouTube and see if like the SEO's trash. If it's bad, then I'm like, okay, then I'll watch it. But like if it's doing decently, I'm like, I'll get to it. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Like I'm scared.
What would you rate it like out of five? Like if you were to rate it out of five stars?
The one I just mentioned?
Yeah.
Like a three, season four. One, out of five, 2.5.
Oh wow. Okay. What about the season two? I guess.
I'd probably put it at like three so far.
Three. Damn. So not great.
No, it is five, nothing.
Out of 10.
Yeah. No, it's nothing special. It's a little odd. There's a lot of waifus, but like it's just
it's a harem.
But it's nothing special.
Yeah, no, there's nothing to write home about it. No.
Fair. You want to know what is special? Our five-star reviews from King Monies from the United States. I don't know why the title of this five-star review says Enjoy Hugo, but it says Enjoy Hugo. He says, love the podcast. It helped me escape from my depression, so thank you. By the way, there's no by the way. There should have been. What is the saddest anime you guys watched? You got me out of my depression. Give me some sad anime. What's the saddest anime you guys have seen?
Bro. Guilty Crown. If that shit don't make you cry, you don't have emotions.
Sounds really familiar.
There's there's so many things. I will say, like, Ranking of Kings had really sad moments even in that first two episodes.
It really does.
But and it's like I've seen other ones like Your Name made me cry. You know, I've had other moments in other series. I feel weird saying this because like I don't, but I legitimately do think like One Piece, like. Some of the backstories, like One Piece has broken me in ways that I didn't know was possible for media. Granted, most of the time that it really shattered me was involving kids. And I just blame that on the fact that I had a daughter and I have a kid. So it like kids seeing kids upset and sad and fucked up depresses me and makes me cry. But I would have to go with One Piece. Even with all the things that have made me cry, like nothing has broke me the way that One Piece did. Or has.
Okay. I haven't really like, so I'm weird. Okay. I haven't been broken by an anime yet.
He's heartless. Yeah. He's heartless.
I didn't have moments where I have tears of joy.
Yeah. He's a man. Man, don't cry.
No. I have tears of joy. I just haven't cried over an anime.
You don't cry of sadness. Men aren't allowed to. See, when he's a man.
What is sadness?
He's a manly man. I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
Like you in the One Piece crying. Like, I mean, there's plenty of times Naruto has done that to their fan base as well.
Yeah.
I was talking like actual anime that is sad. One Piece has so much happiness. I wasn't really.
It does, Naruto, but it also has moments of pure and utter depression.
Yeah, but I'm not going to recommend if they're looking for like a sad anime. I'm not going to recommend Naruto or One Piece because it's not.
Yeah,
like,
no, you have a good point. You have a good point.
Like Erased.
Watch
maybe.
Your Name. You want a good movie that'll Erased, make you happy inside and then make you cry? Go watch Your Name.
But I mean, honestly, Guilty Crown is one that's really got me.
Like I've never seen Guilty Crown.
It is not like an epic 10 out of 10 anime by any means, but it's well animated. It's got some nice action. But it hits you in the feels like every episode.
Okay. So Guilty Crown. Sione, what would you recommend that's sad and depressing? Even if it didn't make you cry. What Erased. Got you close? Erased. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. Erased, that's Erased a sad one. Really emotional. Yeah.
Yeah. It does. I agree with that. You are right. Oh, there's a lot of anime that like have sad moments, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily sad anime. I can't think of any anime that is like their goal is to be sad. I'm sure they exist.
That's because most, like, I mean, I don't know, like, there are, it's like the horrors and thrillers and a lot of anime that you haven't seen yet that are like that.
Yeah, makes sense. I could see that. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast, because, by the way, stay fucking tuned, because holy crap, next week's going to be insane, because of we're going to be having a massive Attack on Titan breakdown. We're going to be talking about the finale and all of the crazy stuff that has happened in Demon Slayer. So it's going to be a crazy week. But what's up, Sione?
Are we supposed to be talking about something else? Didn't you hook into something that we totally didn't discuss?
I talked about the post show.
No, there's something. I can't remember what it was. What the actual topic was.
Dark Viper.
Yeah, there it is. Dark Viper.
Reactors are rapists. Let's go. So there's this fucking moron on the internet called Viper something, and he basically wrote this whole document about how people who react to content, that you should avoid them because they'll drug you and rape you because they don't believe in consent. It's the wildest take that I think I have legitimately ever seen on the internet. Like, I highly recommend going and checking out Moist Critical's video about it, because it's
scary, dude.
Fucking wild. Have you guys seen Moist's video on it?
No, but I saw that tweet.
You have it? Perfect. Let's get super meta in the post show. We're going to fucking react to it. This is what we're going to do. It's wild. It is the wildest take, because if we're going to give this man any kind of like clout in any way by talking about it, I'd rather give it to Charlie, because Charlie's amazing. Plus, I know Sione would love Moist.
I'm going to talk about something.
Yeah. It's just a short video.
So if you guys want to hear those things, then you should go on over to the post show.
Yep. Patreon.com/9oanime. Get a whole bunch of stuff. Get access to the exclusive Minecraft server. Get all kinds of stuff. Custom PC backgrounds. Custom phone backgrounds. All kinds of reactions, because you love us. You're like, these guys are reactors. That means that they sexual assault people. I love these guys. And yeah.
Just be wary. If you do see someone wearing this hoodie, you'll know that they were supporting us for 3 months.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. And you got to watch out for them, because they like reactors.
Not the hoodie. It's only a shirt.
Oh, the shirt.
The hoodies were too expensive.
Okay.
It would have been way too much to do the hoodie.
You got
to
be cautious, because those reactors, man, they'll get you. Okay. Those people are fans of the reactors. We'll probably in the
future make these hoodies available, but not now.
Not right now.
We'll figure out merch. Don't worry. We're going to make a lot of Kuros. For those that are audio listeners, because I always forget about you. I'm sorry. I don't actually forget about you, but like, I forget that you guys can't see us, even though you're only
literally
listening.
Literally holding our hoodie up to the camera.
Yeah, like, I'm holding my hoodie, like, look at it. It's Kuro. He's our little mascot. He's a little red boy. All right.
Yep.
You should just come watch video to see him for a second. Or you have seen him because he's
go to 99anime.com.
Cover art. I'm an idiot. He's on the cover art, so you do see him. But he's dressed up as Luffy, and he's cute, and he's holding meat, and he's excited, and he's got a smile, and he's adorable. Love him.
And you can get him on merch.
Well, no, not yet. We don't have merch yet.
Do Patreon, sir.
That is the thing. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.